WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbite. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. Welcome to Soundbite. It is Saturday, the 7th of December, Anno Domini 2002. You are listening to the greatest computer call-in radio show in the known universe. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Jim Tribalski.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Steve Ray is apparently somewhere one step ahead of the law. Perhaps we'll see him slide in here later. Jim Tribalski is with us. He is the chief cook and bottle washer at Green Shield Computer Services. He is here for several reasons. One, he's a phenomenal human being. Secondly, he is Soundbite's very first sponsor. And
yay.
Today, this week, is our one-year anniversary on Wham.
Where did 1 year go?
Behind us.
Flew.
It flew evidently, because I don't remember. It's like, whoa.
I had the flu for much of that year. I remember. and because of that, we have something very special for you. We have, we're giving away tickets. We're giving away tickets to, what is it, the Regal Theater. General admission tickets, five sets of tickets. At random times during the show,
that's between now and 2 o'clock,
the random number generator will pop up a little notice to me, and then who's ever on the phone at that moment, or the next person to be on the phone, will in fact be the lucky recipient of two general admission.
Sure, say that fast.
Sure. And so if you are that person, we'll tell you, then you stay on the line. And after we move on to the next thing, our producer, Rob Linton, will get your information, name and phone number and stuff.
He's just dancing in the corner. Can't wait.
And then you have to come down to the studio to pick up the tickets. They do not deliver. The studio here in the corner of Midtown in the Euclid building up on the second floor. Down by the post office in downtown. So we'll be doing that as we go on later on in the show. But before we do that, first let us greet Mr. Stephen Ray.
Welcome.
We welcome you. We were greeting you.
Wow, thank you. Once again, Jesse Group is open today. Yes. Hi to all the folks back at the office.
He's here, we're all test to it.
Yep, And we'll start with Dave and the news, since Steve is...
He's crawling underneath the table.
I don't want to know. Go ahead.
He's down there. Okay, well, like everything else, they've come out with their top 10 list of viruses for the year. And leading one this year, out of all of them that have come out, is the still... And this came out kind of late, too. It came out in, like, September. Is the Klebs virus. It is the one that's been the most nagging and most costly virus for folks to get repaired or removed from their machines, because this one literally would go in, shut other programs down, along with stopping your antivirus program, allowing other viruses to come in behind it. So this one was labeled as the worst virus for year 2002, only to be followed by Bugbear, which is now at the number two spot, which, I don't know, I've seen some of the Bugbear, but I think Sercam should have been number two, because that one did far more havoc in the past year, because literally it would go from one machine to one machine to one, the other machines throughout your whole network.
Along with that, the Supreme Court stepped in and said Bugbear was the winner in the number two spot because of the hanging chads.
Yeah, but from what I see in Queens...
We all forgot about that election.
Did we?
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Anyway, J.S. Seeker made it, Happy Time, Sercam, My Party, Magistrate, L. Kern, which is, again, part of the Klebs virus package, Nedema, Bad Trans, they're all right out there, and again, folks, we'll say it this year, we'll say it again next year, you gotta stay current, or as otherwise, you're gonna lose a lot of stuff.
Stuff. And, Steve, it's your turn.
Yeah, we had some good news and some bad news this week in the Mac Arena. The bad news, don't go
Mac
to Tokyo.
Mac Arena, that sounds like a dance.
The Mac Arena, yeah. Don't plan on going to Tokyo for Macworld. The Macworld Expo in Tokyo next year has been canceled. Apparently not enough vendors submitted their intent to exhibit, and the parent company, IDG World Expo Japan, decided to not have the show instead of having too small a show. That decision still might be reversed if enough vendors do submit applications now, but it usually takes about a year of planning to get the convention centers booked and to get everything else booked. So don't plan on going to Tokyo.
Not a surprise with the way Comdex attendance and Comdex number of booths was way down this year.
Way down, yeah.
We'll have to see what PC Expo in New York brings in June.
Yes, we will.
And the next major Mac Expo is in San Francisco in January in 3 weeks. So that's going to be an interesting tide to see how attendance works on that compared to the other expos that have been going on.
We'll have to see if we can get Wham to send us to the New York Expo.
That'd be cool.
That'd be neat.
They'll just raise your fees. Is all that. We'll do it.
On the good news front, Intuit is now accepting pre-orders for QuickBooks Professional 5 for the Mac, native for OS 10. And so if you want to pre-order QuickBooks, you can give us a call at Jesse Group. We'll take your order. They're expected to ship it at Macworld in 3 weeks. So that's basically highly anticipated. There's an interesting argument back and forth that Intuit got out of the Mac business 3 or 4 years ago for their QuickBooks Professional program, and several other companies, most notably Mind Your Own Business, stepped up, MYOB, to come out with professional accounting packages. So people have been saying that MYOB built the market back up again, and now Intuit is saying, oh, okay, I guess there is a financial market. We'll make our program again, and hopefully they'll be able to sell a few copies, but not at the expense of the competitors that kept the market going for all these years.
Loyalty. People are loyal, so I hope it works.
Yep.
Steve, have you had a chance to check out the CorelDRAW 11 for Mac yet?
Not yet. We saw the announcement. It looks pretty good. It's interesting the price point they're coming at. It's significantly lower than all the competing programs, and that makes it a really nice package for beginners who don't want to spend $1,000 for the Adobe Design Suite. You can get the nice Corel Suite. I think it's like only $200 or something like that, and it does all the graphics and design and painting and all the nifty stuff most people need.
Cool. Jim, what have you got in the news?
Well, that is President Bush, signed the law designating net safety zones for kids. He signed the bill to make it safer for the kids to cruise the Internet. The law
set...
Yeah, I know. The law...
Like the kids are going to stick to that area.
I see what my own staff gets onto, and some of them are bigger kids than the little kids. The new law sets up an Internet domain free of adult material. The websites with the address like www.example.kids.us would have to certify that they are free of sexually explicit material, hate speech, violence, or other content not suitable for children under 13. Wonder how much usage they're going to get.
Well, Apple tried this 3 or 4 years ago in their iTools Kids Safe Zone. Not enough companies could certify they were safe because it's so easy for adult providers to sneak into a domain and suddenly it's not safe anymore.
Hello, well, it's called the World Wide Web.
The real problem, of course, in something like that is if you get into one of those zones, how do you certify that all the ad banners... Because a lot of these places have ad banners that they sell to other companies.
That how pop up sort of randomly.
Exactly. How do you guarantee that you're in a kid-safe set of those? So it's a kind of a tough thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a little more news and your stuff on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
This holiday season, join News Radio 1180 WHAM in brightening the spirits of thousands of local children by donating to the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign. Drop off your new unwrapped toy at Office Max in Southtown Plaza anytime between now and December 20th. All toys collected will be distributed to less fortunate children right here in Rochester. Special thanks to Family First Federal Credit Union for their support of this year's Toys for Tots campaign.
Do you have any tokens for the slot machines?
Certainly, sir. How many would you like?
I'll take a sackful for my little friends here.
Yeah. Here you go, fellas.
Thanks,
lady. So, what brings you folks to Casino Niagara?
The sleighing ain't reindeer.
We're here for the gifts. The holiday ornament giveaway. The elves aren't pulling their weight, you know.
I won!
We get a holiday order! We sure do, with every hand-paid jackpot.
And there's a different ornament every week. So we can keep coming back.
Till we win all four.
Keep those gifts coming, boys.
The Holiday Ornament Giveaway, now until December 22nd. Must be 19 or over. Visit Casino Niagara or call 1-888-WINFALL for details.
I see more red flashing lights. Did we win another jackpot?
No, Santa. That's Rudolph.
Dear Santa, my name is
Laura.
Bruce.
Gertrude.
Tom. I am
59.
32. It's none of your business how old I am.
I have been a very good boy.
Girl. Great grandmother this year.
That's why I deserve a holiday instant game from the New York Lottery.
I really would love to get the Secret Santa Doubler game.
Or Winter Wonderland with a top prize of $25,000.
Or Stocking Stuffer, where you could win up to $333,000.
Then if I won, I could buy all the other things I want, like
a new leaf blower,
a car,
an extension on our garage.
This year, give holiday instant games from the New York Lottery. They cost only a few dollars, but they could be worth thousands. They're what grown-ups want for the holidays.
And one of those foot massagers, too.
Numbers bonus days are coming. From December 8th through the 14th, the New York Lottery will increase regular prizes on the Numbers twice daily drawings by at least 20%.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get a quarter of $1 million term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get a $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-951-TERM. 1-800-951-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rate, subject to underwriting. Term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris, license agent. Not available in some states.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K. Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
How does he know we'd rather do... Anyway, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jim Tribalski.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this, yes, this is Soundbites. We are going to go to the...
Let me think, who might be our first caller?
Could it possibly be
from Henrietta?
It's from Henrietta. It's Bruce. Welcome, Bruce. What's your question?
Well, that pegged my meter.
There you go. Pegged your meter. Hey, this is a family show, Steve. Keep it clean. First
wait a
of
minute,
all,
he's here.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess it's appropriate if I was the first one on your first show on WHAM that I should be the first one on the first.
You got it.
Of
that's
the year.
Exactly right.
How appropriate could it be? Also, happy holidays.
You too.
And I like to say I was very surprised to see Manny Moe and Jack
thank you.
On your website. The guys at Pet Boys don't even know who Manny Moe and Jack are.
That's exactly right. It's sad but true. For those of you who don't know, we have a forum on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. And people in the forums have been going just
a little crazy, especially with the thong.
Yeah, I'm the song thing. That... We're doing a thong thing. You don't want to know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it doesn't look
we've got, we have an oval with our faces in it, and people have been playing with those for a while. And we've
courtesy
got
of Tom Bell.
Tom Bell, professional photographer. And
he did a good job.
He did a great job.
We had to go to a professional photographer to get a good job of us.
Exactly right. A lot of airbrushing went on. And people have been playing around with those things for a long time. Yeah, go ahead, Bruce. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. We digress. First, I want to let everyone know that the We Do Windows user group will have a meeting this coming Thursday at Brian Stratton at 7 p.m. as usual, room 126, and the speaker will be Ross from the computer doctor. He'll be talking on things you can do to prevent having to use his services or minimize the pain and time involved with using his services. He should also be giving us some tales from the repair bench. And I have a question for Steve.
Cool. We were mentioning last night in the chat that if we answered all the questions, we'd put ourselves out of a job.
That's right.
That's a good presentation for you guys to have. Answer all the questions, and I have no more job.
Right, right. Well, you're on the Mac side also besides the PC side. So anyway, the Mac question I have for you, Steve, is I received an email yesterday from a friend in the Poconos who has finally upgraded to 8.6.
Ooh.
I know. He didn't do it willingly. There was an application which that was the minimum system requirement. So he had to do it grudgingly.
Sometimes that's more marketing than it is functional.
Yes.
They didn't want to bother testing it with anything older.
Right, and I have also discovered that sometimes the speed of the processor is also marketing. They don't test for it. They'll install and they'll run. They just don't run really fast and quick. Anyway, we digress. He mentioned in his email how he doesn't like it because all these features from his menu, pull-down menus, are gone. Now, I don't use 8.6. I skipped from 8.1 to 9.2, and I jumped over that version. Is there a light version of the menu and
yes.
a full version of the menu?
What he probably did is during the setup assistant, when you install the OS, is the question that says, do you want to use the simple finder? And a lot of people don't know what that means, and so they say, sure, okay, I'll use it.
If you don't know what a prompt means, say no.
Or at least look it up.
Yeah, really.
well, and it's the way it's worded, do you want to use Simple Finder? Oh, simple, I'll use that, sure. What Simple Finder does is remove half the menus from the Finder.
That's simpler.
So you're not confused by too many menus.
The manager version.
Right. It was intended for new users that they didn't want to overwhelm by having all of these commands in the menu. It's similar to what Windows XP does with their hidden menus, where it only shows you the few most recent commands, and if you leave the mouse down on the menu long enough, the rest of them pop out. With the Mac OS, they stay hidden until you turn Simple Finder off. And that's
the switch for him.
In the Finder Preferences from the Edit menu.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And everyone, again, have a happy...
Oh, Bruce!
Yes?
You're a winner!
I'm a winner!
You stayed on the line long enough, you win!
You know, we were the only call we had today. That's it. You're a winner. Hold on. And our producer, Rob Linton, will take your information, so don't...
Bruce,
don't hang up.
Bruce has been winning too much stuff lately from all the other vendors and users groups and whatnot.
Has he been?
He can never win too much.
Never win too much.
The lottery.
We used to have a joke like that at Cider that all the raffles and giveaways that we had at Apple Cider, it usually turned out to be a board member that won.
Yeah.
Because we're the ones that buy the most tickets to support
right.
the club.
Right. Okay, hang on the line there.
Okay.
Bruce, and we'll get to you in a moment. Our next caller, we're going to stay in Henrietta. But we're going to talk to Steve instead. Hi there, Steve. What's your question?
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm going to get Roadrunner.
Yes?
And I have two laptops,
mm-hmm.
a Mac and an Intel-based laptop.
Yep.
And now I have a router with a firewall.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need a software firewall for both laptops?
No.
You don't necessarily need one. Some people like running one anyway because the software firewalls can alert you to outbound requests. The hardware firewall prevents any inbound coming from the Internet to attack you, but especially on the PC side, some of the viruses and Trojan horses will install their own program that opens an outbound connection. The firewall lets those go through because it thinks anything inside your network is safe.
Yeah.
What's a good firewall for both?
Zone alarm? For the PC,
zone alarm and black ice. On the Mac side, are you running OS 9 or OS 10?
9.
DoorStop from Open Door.
Okay.
Norton, actually, I think they sold that to Norton, part of Norton Internet Security now. What's the other one? Intego. I think that was the name of it. Internet Security.
But
with OS 10, there's a firewall built into OS 10 now as well.
But on the PC side, if you know, like you said, it'll stop anything from coming in. If you're worried about stuff going out, you can just periodically run a software package called AdAware. And Adderware will look for any spyware or that type of stuff that's hanging on your machine that, you know, was sitting there and trying to send out confirmations or anything else about advertising and all that other stuff. So you can run that and not have to worry about also keeping up to date on the zone alarm.
And keeping your antivirus protection up to date helps from any Trojan horses sneaking in that will open a connection.
What's a good antivirus program for the Mac?
Either Norton or Network Associates. Actually, right now, Apple, in their .Mac subscription service, is including Network Associates Virex. Basically, Network Associates bought McAfee, who had bought Dr. Solomon, who bought Virex.
So Jack built.
So when you're talking about Virex or McAfee or Dr. Solomon or Network Associates, it's all the same company
and the same
program. The Symantec antivirus is the main competitor. So with the .Mac subscription, you get Virex antivirus software and a backup program that will back up your files to a local drive or over the Internet. So it's that's a nice package that Apple is starting to offer now, too.
The other last question is, can I still get Windows 98 Second Edition anywhere?
Yes, I believe over at the major computer store over on Henrietta Road still carried it.
If they have a few left.
Yeah, they did last I knew.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Dave Enright, Jim Tribolsky, Rob Linton, and Nina Francesco on Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
The doctors and staff of Webster Dental Group have a tradition. Constantly upgrade your knowledge and skills. Here's Dr. Jerry DeFusco on state-of-the-art dentistry.
Typically, a dentist or hygienist will, as they're examining your teeth, you know, they're always poking around, trying to find cavities and things of that nature. Well, I thought there's got to be a better way than that. There's laser diagnosis that can assist you in picking up areas of potential decay. It certainly adds another degree of sophistication and comfort. Myself and my partner, we've spent the time becoming certified in a variety of different laser techniques that allow us to do dentistry in a more efficient, more comfortable fashion. Things from electric hand pieces, which take care of that whirring sound that we all know and love, to basically down-home care for the patient. It's a combination of new technology along with a genuine caring for the person.
Webster Dental Group, 1110 Cross Point Lane. Call 872-4400, 872-4400, or on the web at WebsterDentalGroup.com for the smile of a lifetime. Webster Dental Group.
But nothing goes to wrong. I love how you love me.
Tell her you'd marry her all over again with an anniversary gift from the Eternal Moments collection at Littman Jewelers. It's a collection specially designed to celebrate all of love's many splendored moments and includes the luminous beauty of certified colorless diamonds. Only 6% of all diamonds mined are colorless. So you can imagine the rarity, the brilliance. Choose from diamond rings, earrings, and pendants. More timeless gifts from the Eternal Moments collection at Littman Jewelers. Because love is forever. Shop online at LittmanJewelers.com.
Hi, this is Joanne.
And Steve from the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. We've been talking so much about our great food that we haven't even mentioned the fact that we also have a great party facility.
Whether you're planning a wedding, rehearsal dinner, anniversary party, retirement party, shower, you name it, we do it. We have two elegant, beautifully decorated private party rooms, and of course, we offer a wonderful selection of meals for either sit-down or buffet-style serving, complete with hors d'oeuvre choices and a stunning array of decadent desserts, all made fresh by our own chef, Peter.
There's no better way to make your special occasion memorable than to have it in the casual yet elegant ambiance of the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. It's an easy drive from Rochester, and we'll make it well worth the trip.
Just call 315-548-5200, and we'll be happy to mail or fax you our party menus. Plan your next social gathering at the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. Call 315-548-5200 for more information.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Jay Benry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jim Tribalt.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbite.
Yeah,
before we go any further, I want to thank our best friends in the whole world, the folks at Bill Gray's. You should know that the world's greatest computer show is fueled by the world's greatest cheeseburger. If you have a hankering for good food fast, then you need to go to Bill Gray's. And if you have a hankering to get your questions answered, you have two choices on Soundbites. You can give us a call at all those numbers you heard, or you can send us email. And if you send us email to soundbites.org, there's actually a form you fill out on our website. Don't just randomly send email to somebody at Soundbites. Go to our website, scroll down on the bottom left, you'll see a link to sending stuff by email if you're a little too shy to call in or you aren't near a phone usually on Saturday. Nobody's not near a phone anymore. Everybody's
really?
Got anyway,
phone.
We do have these things and Gary from Rochester wrote to us. He's running Windows 98 with 256 meg, and he wants to know about wireless mice. Do they work? And does it matter where they're placed? In his case, his monitor is on top and his mouse is on the keyboard tray down below. And, of course, which brand is recommended? Do you sell wireless mice?
Yes, we sell wireless mice.
Which one?
All of them?
But the answer to his questions are yes and yes.
Yeah. I personally use the Kensington Wireless Optical Mouse. It's the best of both worlds. Meese, yeah. It's wireless, so you don't have the wire tangling around. And it's optical, so you don't have to worry about the ball getting gunked up.
And it's a mouse, so you can move the pointer on your screen.
The one problem we have noticed with it, since I carry it with my laptop, there are batteries in the mouse that power the circuitry. It powers itself off when it's not moving. Well, when it's bouncing around in your laptop bag, it's always moving, so it stays powered on, so we have to keep the battery out.
Yeah, the one we're selling now is the Mitsumi, and it also comes in black, and people are buying more black than they are the standard beige.
What is with this black?
Black monitors, it's not beige.
Steve Jobs started it with the next.
Yeah, but you know what? Black shows more dust.
More dust, yeah. Another interesting option is the Wacom Graphere, which is a...
I love it when you talk like that.
Yeah, a Wacom Graphire. $99, and it's a 4x6 graphics tablet with a wireless pen and a wireless mouse. So you can use the wireless pen to do your drawing.
So basically, it's a tablet PC that you hook up to your tablet PC.
Right.
Your regular PC.
And it has a pen and a mouse for $100, so it's a really nice deal.
Right. Now, Gary, one thing you have to be aware of is if you're... I personally live in the shadow of Pinnacle Hill. So there are there's a grotesque amount of stray radio waves wandering around everywhere. And wireless mice don't work really well.
Well, there's two different kinds. The infrared wireless mice are line of sight only, so you have to point them directly at the receiver. The radio mice are nice because you don't have to be pointed directly at it, but you have to worry about other radio interference.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you're prone to RFI, radio frequency interference, if, for example, you hear radio stations on your phone and things like that, then at the very least you need to buy a very high-end wireless mouse under the theory that they're better engineered and have less RF radio frequency interference, or you just can't use one.
And static electricity, too, at work.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. Okay, I think we've... wait.
No, one thing, though, I was going to, since we're done with that question, mention to folks, though, and they've been doing it lately, though, and I've had to email a few folks back, they go into our guest book and try to ask us questions there. The guest book is just to sign in, put your comments. We do not do questions in the guest book. So don't get upset if you put a comment in there and nobody replies to you, because we won't.
And don't make a new guest entry a few days later saying, why hasn't anyone answered my question?
Yeah. Because we don't answer questions in the guest book. Excellent point.
That's one of the reasons we started the email question.
Exactly right, because we can't answer them everywhere. Get over it. We do, however, answer questions when you call in, as Mike from Rochester did. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Boot up, I get on the internet and everything, and then I go into, if I go into sleep mode, and then I want to get back on again, it doesn't allow me to get on the internet or any, get on the internet at all. I'm going to
sleep. So if you go into sleep mode while you're online?
Yeah, well, no, I shut the, I turn everything, I go into sleep mode after I turn everything off.
Right.
And then I go into sleep mode, and I turn it back on, and I can't get on the internet.
Unless you power down and power back up again.
Right.
Are you on a modem or on a
Roadrunner DSL?
Roadrunner DSL.
The DSL, the Frontier.
Okay. What it sounds like is that you, whatever your network card is, you have a card in your machine,
yeah,
an internet card.
Yeah.
It sounds like that is not compatible with the sleep, the ability to go to sleep.
Oh.
That's generally, it depends on whose model you've got, but most of them really don't do that if they're designed for desktop machines.
Well,
in fact, a lot of
wake on LAN.
Right, a lot of Ethernet cards have wake on LAN, so when it sees that network activity, it won't go to sleep.
Right. But in your case, you clearly don't have that because yours goes to sleep. Mostly going to sleep is a function of laptops. It's not really designed to work well on desktops, and so most peripheral devices that are designed for desktops don't sleep well.
Okay.
That's why we usually tell folks to go into the control panel, and under energy saving, you'll see three tabs there that I usually turn around and say never.
Right.
And this way, if you wanted to go, you know, to screen blanking type of thing, that's okay. But to have it go into this energy saving mode, you don't need it. Not while you're using the computer. If you're done with the computer, you shut it off.
Okay.
Or just have the screensaver go ahead and do its thing.
Oh, okay.
Your biggest power consumption is your screen, so let that go to sleep. But the rest of it can stay running 24/7 if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's say you got a 300-watt power supply. That's three light bulbs.
Right. Okay.
But the thing to think of is there's 300 million other people who are thinking the same thing.
Well, yes, that's very
and
true.
And so there's a lot of accumulated wasted electricity that some power plant is polluting the air to make for you.
Okay, well, I have one other question.
There's my green shield for the day.
Do people call you up and ask if you're like an environmental protection agency?
I get that and lots more.
I bet you do. What's your other question, Mike?
I got a CD writer.
Yeah?
On my machine. My son was working on it the other day, and it says I don't have it on the machine. The file is lost or something. Do I have to get go back to contact and get a disk to reinstall the...
Now, what's likely happened is that the driver for the CD writer either became corrupted or in some way got damaged by the sleep mode.
What OS are you running?
That I don't know.
Is it
98 or...
Pardon me?
Windows 98?
No, it's XP.
Should find it.
Well, is it not seeing the CD at all, or is it not letting you burn CDs?
It's not seeing it the CD at all, but...
That could be a loose cable inside the box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, loose cable, or it just died.
Yeah, because when you turn it on, one of the things XP does is search for new hardware. So if, in fact, it's there at all... Now, it's possible that the CD writer drive died, but it's likely that the cable came off.
What I found out, I have a scanner, and after my son left, I put the scanner on to scan some pictures to write the CD, and it did work on through the scanner. But it doesn't show, it doesn't have either a file or something missing when he tried to get on and try to just do it from the...
Let me suggest that what you do is unplug it,
right.
Boot up, shut down, re-plug it in, make sure all the cables are tight, and reboot up again.
Okay. Yeah, there should be three cables, the power cable, the data cable, and an audio cable.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yeah, you might, I got a...
I'm sorry, we got to go. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jim Tribalski, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get those after-Christmas prices before Christmas? Well, thanks to the Lands End Inlet, you can get some fantastic bargains before Christmas. You'll find huge savings on overstocked sweaters, and there's plenty to choose from. The finest cashmere, cotton, wool, and more. And our overstock sweaters are 30% off already reduced inlet prices. Perfect gift ideas for men and women, everyone on your list. Lands End quality, all guaranteed period, at an even better price. So take the chill out of this winter. This Christmas season, stop into the Lands End Inlet near you and pick up some great sweaters at some really great prices. Happy holidays from your Lands End Inlet. So where can you find the Lands End Inlet? In Rochester off I-390, take Highland Drive exit north to the Lands End Inlet on the northwest side of Marketplace Mall.
I was just wondering how something gets certified. I've got a 3-pack of tube socks here with a sticker that says these things were inspected by Number 6. Does Number 6 have the authority to certify? Well, I don't know about that. But for a vehicle to become a certified pre-owned BMW, it must A, be a BMW, and B, get certified by an authorized BMW center. Then you know you're getting certified agility, certified grip, certified growl, certified driving purity. You're getting a BMW. Not to mention certified warranty protection for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles and certified leasing and financing options. But the only way you'll know your certified pre-owned BMW is backed by the company is to visit your authorized certified pre-owned BMW center. Protection plan provides coverage for up to 2 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of the expiration of the 4-year 50,000-mile BMW new vehicle limited warranty. See participating BMW center for details.
John Holtz BMW is the only authorized dealer for certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. For more information, call 877-537-4BMW or visit John Holtz BMW today.
In the wake of WHAM's 80th anniversary, Paul Harvey salutes Rochester.
I returned to Rochester last week for the first time in 36 years. For 80 years, Rochester has been held in the comfortable embrace of radio station WHAM, and I was there to help that affiliate celebrate its first 80 years. And I think most all Rochester was somewhere in that vast auditorium with its tiers of graceful balconies.
A winning combination. Paul Harvey and Wham!
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Hi, I'm Brad Davies, and I have scores and highlights with Beth and Chet on the Wham! Morning News. In 3 hours of sports talk, 9 till noon, up the dial on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK.
Rochester's best radio station, as voted by the readers of the Democrat and Chronicle. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester, a clear channel radio station.
He is back. Tell us what you think about Wham!'s program lineup. Go online to wham1180.com.
Rochester's best radio station, as voted by the readers of the Democrat and Chronicle. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester, a clear channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. Saddam Hussein delivers a message to Kuwaitis. Heard here on Iraqi television, read by the Iraqi Information Minister. CBS News interpreter Sunduz Al-Kiisi was listening in as Saddam issued an apology for an incident predating the Gulf War.
The most important thing is the apology to the Kuwaiti people. He apologized for the 2nd of August. And then he warned them from a cooperation with the foreigners, which is the Americans and the allies, basically, in the region.
The letter also urged the people of Kuwait to resist the occupation of foreign armies. Lawrence Korb of the Council on Foreign Relations.
What he is trying to do is get as much support in the Arab world as he can, and also to prevent Kuwait from being used as a base to launch any attacks on Iraq.
The Iraqi government has just turned over its declaration on its weapons programs to U.N. inspectors, sending a vehicle loaded with the documents to a U.N. office at the edge of Baghdad. Sky News reporter Andrew Wilson was there earlier when the Iraqis laid out the documents and CD-ROMs for the international media. The
viewing process was not simple.
5 minutes in order to make the archiving and the filming of those documents.
Attempts to organize an orderly viewing at the last minute in a tiny room were chaotic. But everyone got their turn. The Iraqis know this declaration will disappear into the databases of the UN scientists once it reaches New York and Vienna.
The experts will then scan the documents for any information that could lead to proliferation before handing them over to the UN Security Council. President Bush, in a pre-taped radio address, said Iraq's inventory of weapons must pass muster. He promised a thorough examination of the document. But Mr. Bush also said recent defiant letters and shots fired at U.S. and British planes patrolling no-fly zones in Iraq is only heightening suspicion of Baghdad.
Thus far, we are not seeing the fundamental shift in practice and attitude that the world is demanding. Iraq's letters to the U.N. regarding inspections show that their attitude is grudging and conditional.
Mr. Bush did not mention a regime change, an unpopular phrase among some U.S. allies. Louisianians are voting today in a runoff election that will determine the makeup of the U.S. Senate. And WWL's Dave Cohen reports it's a very close contest.
With polls showing the black majority in cities like New Orleans solidly behind Democrat Mary Landrieu and the mostly white suburbs backing Republican Susie Terrell, this dead heat of a race looks to be decided in rural areas like this one, the central Louisiana community of Pineville, where party and the president are less a factor. Ma'am, you're voting today. How are you deciding who to elect?
I'm voting for who I feel like will best represent the state of Louisiana. It's just about who will best represent the state.
Both candidates stumped in this area in the final hours before today's election. Dave Cohen for CBS News, Pineville, Louisiana. The
turnout said to be low. This is CBS News.
For huge holiday savings, it's the JCPenney Huge Sale. This Saturday only, doors open 7 a.m. Huge savings, 20 to 60% store-wide, plus an extra 10% off already reduced sale and clearance items 7 a.m. to noon. The JCPenney Huge Sale. This Saturday only, doors open 7 a.m. Save huge. And don't forget the perfect gift, a JCPenney gift card. All gifts, one place, your magic.
It's found inside.
JCPenney.
Just some regular prices, some exclusive supplies. For total details, though, in September 7th.
Right now, driving your car, listening to the game, you could be more comfortable. The problem is in your pants. They have a rigid, unforgiving waistband that was probably designed a couple hundred years ago. Hager Comfort Fit Waist Pants look like your regular pants, but have a new, hidden, flexible waist that is very, very comfortable. Right now, you should be driving your car to find Comfort Fit Waist Pants for men and women, only from Hager.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linson with the WHAM News Update. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has weighed in on what Iraq has declared this weekend. Albright was in Rochester last night delivering the keynote address for the annual dinner of the Lakeside Foundation. She says it's no surprise if Iraq hides some information. Some veterans around the Rochester area have paused today to remember those who died 61 years ago today from the attack at Pearl Harbor. The Port of Rochester in Charlotte was the scene of a ceremony this morning. Plans for a proposed bus terminal in downtown Rochester are moving forward. Members of the Rochester-Genesee Regional Transportation Authority met with potential developers yesterday. Chairman Don Riley says they already have some $14 million to move ahead with that project. Health officials have confirmed at least two children in the Syracuse area have contracted a rare bacterial infection, probably linked to uncooked pork or unpasteurized milk. Seven other cases are suspected. Officials say the two cases were confirmed this week. All nine children live within the city of Syracuse and are between ages 3 and 16. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News time is now 105.
Because you can't wait for film at 11, you need to know now. Check in 3, 4, 5 times a day. The news leader, 1180 WHAM.
Santa here, and I've been checking my list, and I noticed that you got 1,000 anytime minutes from Singular Wireless plus rollover for only $39.99 a month. Now, I know nice, but what did you do to get that? Donate an organ? Mend a bird's wing? I mean, 1,000 anytime minutes that roll over from month to month. Gee, how am I going to top that? All I got for you is a bunch of turtlenecks. I suppose now you'll want a cool Nokia phone, huh? So what did you do? Create a diet that actually works? Because I could really use that.
It's the season of giving, and Singular is giving you 1,000 anytime minutes a month with rollover for just $39.99 a month. That's anytime, day or night, plus no long-distance charges. And be sure to check out all the new Nokia phones. So rush into your local Singular store, log on to Singular.com, or call 1-866-SINGULAR by December 31st. Hurry in, and with a two-year service agreement, get a free Nokia 5165 phone after $30 mail-in rebate. Singular Wireless. What do you have to say? Geographic and other restrictions apply. Unused rollover minutes rollover for 1 year. See store for details.
Sleigh bells ringing and people shopping at the Holiday Antiques and Collectibles Show this weekend at the Dome Arena. Great antiques for your holiday decorating and giving. Over 100 dealers with furniture, glass, china, paper, country clocks, quilts, rugs, jewelry, and much more. On Sunday, receive free appraisals from 1 to 3 only. One item per customer. Admission $4. Children free. Senior citizen discount. Free parking. It's this weekend at the Dome Arena, East Henrietta at Calkins Road. Hours 10 to 5 daily. Decorate your home with the warmth and elegance only Antiques can provide. For more information, call Genesee Promotions at 244-4696. Your holiday shopping show.
Here is the WHAM radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York from News Source 13, meteorologist Amy Zagarowicz. A blustery day for today with temperatures near 40 degrees. Light rain mixing with some wet snow later tonight, then all snow by the overnight hours with minor accumulation of an inch or less possible. For tomorrow, the winds will continue with a chance of lake effect snow showers, temperatures falling throughout the day. And for Monday, winds diminishing with morning flurries, otherwise very cold with a mix of sun and clouds. And a high of 28. Rochester radar from News Source 13 not showing any precipitation right now. Downtown, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees. More sound bites up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbite, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Do not try this at home. We are professionals. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jim Tribalski.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The best part of the show you folks never get to hear.
Yeah, we have editor Steve Ray off the other day. So when I'm reading my news, I can see him out the corner of my eye, out the window, just shaking his head. When I stumble over a word by accident or something like that, he's loving life. But that's okay, well, because I paid him back by having a glitch in his name. So we're all over it.
Well, the first half of the show, I was recording off the microphone instead of the patch panel, so we got to hear some things.
Hey, luckily, we're gonna put up the one I'm recording instead. We're going to go back to the mailbag on Soundbites. This is from David from Geneseo, who writes, he's got Windows 98 SE with 256 meg, Internet Explorer 6. On the Soundbites archives, when I click on the link to download the October 12th show, I get the message the page cannot be displayed, it's currently unavailable, blah, 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 this has happened repeatedly. I think that is fixed. For those of you who don't know, we have a set of archives online, the Soundbites archives. That's what Steve is not really taping very well, recording very well this week.
Well, just the first 10 minutes or so.
But I back him up by recording it directly off the air too, from home. Actually, from work. Don't tell my boss.
No.
And we provide those. There's a link on our website to where you can download the old shows. We were discovering, however, that some people were having a lot of trouble downloading them because they were behind a firewall. In fact, I am once again going to read my favorite Soundbite letter so far. This is from Major John Markin. Major John writes, I am a member of the 401st from Webster, New York, and am now on duty in Afghanistan. I tried to download the archive shows and cannot seem to get the connection to go through. Is there anything special I need to do? Basically, my daughter tried to do this from Penfield and cannot get through either. The problem seemed to be, again, that he was behind a firewall. I now have two sets of links there, one for FTP downloads, which are a little faster and a little easier on the machine. And the other is HTTP download, which should go through most firewalls. So that you now have no excuse
not for
listening to Soundbites ever. Now we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Mike from Spencerport. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
I have a situation where some of the time, not all the time, when I click on a link that will bring up an additional page, it won't change the page of the Explorer that I'm on. It'll bring up a new page. Sometimes that page comes up like a very small box that you would expect to see on your bottom toolbar, but it's anywhere on the screen. It could be up in the top corner, in the middle.
Yep.
What's going on there?
When you click a link, the webmaster can decide, the person who created the web page actually, can decide whether that just acts like a normal link, which replaces the page you're looking at, or opens in its own separate page.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they write a JavaScript that opens it at a specific size. Sometimes they don't. And so Internet Explorer just picks some random size that it feels like opening it at.
Grabs the first thing it can get.
And I've noticed it quite often. It's a real small window. What I've sometimes been able to make it do is stretch it manually. Don't use the zoom box. Stretch it from the bottom corner manually to the size you like. And then quit Explorer. And it may remember that size.
For a while.
When you just hit the zoom box, it zooms it to full screen and just remembers zoomed, not the actual size.
And it'll open back up at the
original
size.
At the small size again.
Right.
It happens a lot when you hit the special sites for like TV shows and that. A lot of those pop up that way.
Yep.
So, Mike, our random number generator just popped you up as a winner.
Ooh. Right.
You may already be a wiener. So after we're done talking, stay on the line.
Very good.
And we'll see what you get.
Mr. Rob Lincoln,
get your information. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Stay on the line. We'll be right back to you. Our next caller is Phil from Penfield. Welcome, Phil. What's your question?
Well, I'm a local repairman, and I sometimes get customers that ask if I can install Windows in their native language. Can I do that from a regular Windows CD, or do I have to order a special CD?
Well, if you're going for like Chinese or something like that, normally you've got to get that version in that particular language. I've had to do it for both Chinese, and I had another person that wanted Hebrew. And I literally had to install it in a Hebrew version.
Special versions. And it's usually kind of tricky to buy those outside the country of their default origin.
Yeah, the rule of thumb, and it's by no means 100%, but the rule of thumb is if it's a Roman alphabet, it's probably on the system. And if it's a non-Roman alphabet, it's a special version that has to be purchased separately.
Okay. Well, the language in particular for this customer is Italian. How would I go about getting it? I mean, how about I go about doing it in a regular Windows, assuming from what you're telling me I can do this with a regular Windows?
I misspoke. When I said a regular Windows, means purchasable in this country.
Okay.
It's just easier to purchase anything in one of the Roman languages.
Windows will install in English, but then you can type in Italian.
Right.
If you want all the menu commands and prompts and dialogues to be in Italian, you have to buy the special Italian version.
Oh, okay. And can I...
Yeah, and on top of that, too, you have to watch out for the software you're going to be using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, WordPerfect will have all of the dozens of languages available on their CD-ROM. Most other programs don't. You have to get special downloads
CD. The English version of WordPerfect may not work in the Italian version of Windows. You have to localize your software to the OS.
Right.
And it can be very hard finding non-English programs and operating systems outside of English-speaking countries, like, well, mostly America.
Yes, right.
Right. Can you tell me where I could find one of these Italian CDs? A website or a...
I don't know if you can buy it.
You may be able to go to Microsoft directly.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to find...
You have to be direct.
I couldn't get it at CompUSA or something like that?
No. I would special order it for you through my operation, and I'd still wind up going to Microsoft and paying the same amount you're going to pay.
I see. Well, I don't know how to get to, why don't I have you do it for me? Who are you exactly?
Jim Tribalski of Green Shield Computer Services.
Jim of Green Shield.
Right. Give me a call and leave a message on the system.
And the number is, Jim?
544-9580.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It was so danged professional, I couldn't begin to be any happier about that. We're going to take a quick break. while we bask in the glow of Jim Tribolsky. And in just a couple of minutes, we'll be back with Jim and Steve and Dave and Rob and me, Nick, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This holiday season, join News Radio 1180 WHAM in brightening the spirits of thousands of local children by donating to the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign. Drop off your new unwrapped toy at FYE in Eastview Mall, Marketplace Mall, or Grease Ridge Mall, or the unique toy store on Main Street in Canandaigua. Toys can be donated anytime between now and December 20th. All toys collected will be distributed to less fortunate children right here in Rochester. Special thanks to Family First Federal Credit Union for their support of this year's Toys for Tots campaign.
Hey, John, how's that new website working for you?
Not very well. I feel like I paid for a full-page ad in the Yellow Pages, but it's been printed with disappearing ink. Nobody's finding us, but I still get billed every month.
Have you heard about web positioning?
Web positioning? What's that?
That's where you sign up for a service that works hard every week to keep your site at the top of the search engine lists. You know, over 70% of the people that use the Internet to find something use a search engine.
Do you mean I could actually be near the top of those long search engine lists?
Yes, there's a local firm here that offers the service. The name's InTheTop30.com.
How appropriate.
One of their clients is ranked in the top 10 on Google for their specialty out of 240,000 competitors. Another is ranked number one on Google on a list of over 800,000.
Wow.
You better give them a call. Their toll-free number is 888-455-4083.
InTheTop30.com. 888-455-4083. I'll do it!
This could be the perfect time to give your true love the world's most perfectly cut diamond. A heart's on fire. If you do, you're sure to hear the word wow as your true love admires her gift. But what kind of wow will it be? The classic.
Wow.
The more elaborate.
Wowee.
The wow of excitement.
Wow.
The full gale force.
Wow.
The Marilyn.
Wow.
Or even the naughty.
Wow.
What kind of wow will you get? You'll just have to give a Hearts on Fire and find out. Hearts on Fire. The world's most perfectly cut diamond. The perfect gift.
Wow yourself at Cornell's Jewelers. Hi, this is David Cornell, and in all my years as a jeweler, I've never seen another diamond that could compare to Hearts on Fire. Cornell's Jewelers, 3100 Monroe Avenue, or online at cornellsjewelers.com.
When you hear the phrase,
hey, come on down,
what do you think of? Shopping for a car, right? And when you hear,
come on in and see us,
do you picture yourself walking through an endless number of car lots? John Holt says, your time is priceless. Stay at home and shop. Visit johnholt.com. It's the new way to shop for a car, and it's the way it should be. Easy and relaxing, without the stress or pressure, in the comfort of your own home. You'll find a site that's updated every 24 hours with new, pre-owned, even future cars. Each car has pricing, pictures, and full detailed descriptions. You can reach a John Holt Internet salesperson 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by phone, cell, pager, fax, or email. You'll also get a response back within 1 hour. You can also schedule service appointments and save with service coupons, order parts and accessories, apply for your vehicle online, and receive free home delivery. Relax and check it out for yourself on your terms and at your convenience. JohnHoltz.com. Just shop, click, buy, and drive. All at JohnHoltz.com.
The perfect holiday gift pack for clients, employees, friends, or family is the Zweigel's Hot Dog Holiday Gift Pack. Those famous Zweigel's Hots will make any holiday gathering something special. And your Zweigel's Holiday Gift Packs are guaranteed delivery anywhere in the continental USA within 3 days or less. To send those delicious Zweigel's Hots, click on WHAM1180.com or call Calabrizella's New York Style Deli at 235-7860. Happy holidays from Zweigel's. Quality meat products since 1880.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, right here. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jim Tribolsky.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we are talking to Karen from Wayland. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Karen. Before you even get to ask a question, you are already a winner.
Whoa.
So when you're done with your question, hang on the line. And the magnificent Rob Linton.
Wow, that's terrific.
Well, you're welcome.
You hung on there for quite a while, too.
And I am paying for it myself.
There you go. What's your question, Karen?
Okay, I have a couple. I have a Packard Bell desktop computer.
That's for time.
Pardon me?
Keep going.
Go ahead.
It's 5 years old. It was just 5 years old last month. It's pretty slow, and I'm wondering if it would be better to...
Yes.
Get a new one. It's Christmas time.
Oh, get a new one.
Yes, get a new one.
There are ways to upgrade the older computers, but by the time you're done, upgrade the processor, the motherboard, the RAM, the hard drive, the video,
mm-hmm.
you're
going
to spend more than you would have if you bought a new computer outright.
What you use that old computer for?
What?
It holds open the doorways as you're bringing in the new one.
Oh, thank you.
If you've got a boat, save it for the summer.
Yeah.
That way
she's got the new computer already in. She can take that out and then tie it up to her boat as a boat anchor.
Or give it to younger children in your family as a word processor.
Right.
Okay.
The other
yeah.
thing you can do is when you buy the new machine, you mm-hmm. can take the hard drive out of the Packard Bell
mm-hmm.
and put it in the new machine as a second drive.
The second help.
And that will continue to have all of your data on it.
Oh.
None of the programs, you might as well delete. Once you got it in the new machine and the new machine is running right,
mm-hmm.
since it's a second drive, you can delete the Windows directory and all the program directories, but keep your data files, and that way they'll be there for you.
Oh, that's good to know.
But you definitely want a new machine.
Now
okay.
is the time to buy, too, because the holidays, I mean, all the manufacturers are coming out with some fantastic deals because they're all trying to get your dollars.
Do you have any preferences?
No, shop around.
I have a preference.
The three dealers that are in this room at the moment.
Yes, since I'm the only person here on this panel who does not sell computers,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you you should probably think more carefully about buying locally than about buying a national brand.
Oh, okay.
Buying locally gives you a face to look at if there's a problem, gives mm-hmm. you people to talk to who are friendly, courteous, and kind, and who really care about you buying their machine.
So we're talking Gateway?
No, that's a national brand.
Oh, it is national.
Oh, yeah.
Why did I think that was...
Well, they have a store locally, but no. Packard Bell, Dell, Gateway, IBM, those are the national brands. We have the Jesse Group and Enright PC Management and Green Shield Computer Services sitting right here with me, and there are many other good local stores in the area.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I could contact one of these gentlemen and see what they might have for me?
Yep,
any one of us.
No, I'm sorry, you shouldn't think of these as gentlemen because that's very sweet of you.
Excuse me, I resemble that.
Just me and Rob, we're the gentlemen and we're not...
Wait a minute, I'm the only one that doesn't pick on Rob. You two guys sit there and
can't
beat on him.
You
want to interview
with any of
buddy?
These guys but and they will be able to talk to you about a new machine.
Who is...
Yeah. You can make contact with any of these guys at their respective stores, and they will be able to talk to you.
Okay, and Enright, is it Dave?
Yep.
Okay.
It is Dave.
Is that the name of his company?
It's called Enright PC Management.
Enright PC.
We're on Brighton Henry and Tomline Road near Witten Road.
Yeah, okay. He was the only one smart enough to name his company after himself.
Are any of you folks out around Marketplace?
I am.
That's Enright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm right at the corner, Brighton Henry at Townline Road and Witten Road.
Now, see, she lives in Wayland, but she can come in and pick up her tickets.
Actually, we have a lot of customers in Dansville and Wayland because the Jesse Group, our office is in Mendon. So we have a lot of people in the southern tier that don't want to go all the way to the city.
Right. That's what I would prefer, really.
There you go. Jesse
right. I cover the northern part of the county and the 104 corridor, so I'm more attuned to the people along the north coast.
Around the quite
north coast.
Okay, and who is the gentleman that is in, what did you say, Honey?
Mendon. Steve at Jesse Group.
Okay, Steve.
No, Jessi.
Jessi.
Oh, Jessi.
Jessi.
Well, say hi to Jackie and Phil, who are working in our office today.
Hi.
Do you have a phone number?
Yeah,
624-1920. 1920.
And Karen,
okay.
You should know that you've got good people to work with and that the pricing right now is running you around $500.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
For the basic box.
Okay.
For a box, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you add, it's like getting, you know, you get a car, you're going to have wheels. But it's
right, right.
Cheap.
I don't do too much on the computer anymore.
Karen, stay on the line because you have to give Rob your information. But we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with the three guys selling stuff and me, Nick Francesco, and Rob Linton on Soundbite, 101180 WHAM.
Rochester's number one radio station is News Radio 1180 WHAM. This is where you get reliable, dependable news, weather, traffic, and sports, mixed with the best talk in town, with Beth and Chet and the WHAM Morning News. Dr. Laura, Bob Lonsberry, Paul Harvey, Rush Limbaugh, the WHAM 5 o'clock News Hour, Bob Matthews and Michael Savage. Make no mistake, Rochester's news leader is News Radio 1180 WHAM.
With Christmas parties in full swing, it seems a lot of people are first swinging by Men's Warehouse.
Yes, this is Ron Harvey in Fort Worth, Texas. I've seen your commercials, and I've always suspected y'all did a good job, but I really didn't have an idea how really good a job you do. I was just over at your store, and I was waited on by Ed Cortez. I've just recently moved into the office from the field, and this is going to be my first Christmas party where I had to mingle with all of the fellas that wear suits and everything. The party is tonight. I called Ed, told him that I was coming by on my lunch hour. He took care of everything. Suit, shirt, tie, shoes. I look great. George, I appreciate it.
Happy holidays, Ron. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
From looking great at the company party to great gifts for under $50, you'll find Men's Warehouse, a great place to do your holiday shopping. The Men's Warehouse, at the mall at Grease Ridge Center, in Marketplace Mall and the Eastview Mall. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Do all of your holiday shopping at Z-Bart with these great low prices on Z-Bart quality products. Remote car starter, only $169. Window tint, your whole car, five windows, only $139. Z-Bart top quality undercoating, only $149. Treat your car or get a gift certificate. Car starters come with free long-range feature, two keypads, and lifetime warranty. Never enter a cold car again. Perfect holiday gift. Most cars only $169. Immediate installation available. Your car needs Z-Bart undercoating before salt, snow, mud, and slush make it rust. Special low price, only $149 at Z-Bart. Jefferson Road, Henrietta, and Lyle Avenue, Rochester. Car starters, only $169. Window tint, only $139. Z-Bart undercoating, only $149.
Certificates available in $25 and $50 increments and can be purchased by phone.
Z-Bart, satisfaction guaranteed.
Henry David Thoreau's Walden. Brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Day one, what a beautiful pond. I shall live here in a cabin and establish an intimate relationship with nature. Day two, filled with joy. Day three, joy. Day four, joyful. Geico saves me money and guarantees my claim repair. Day five, more joy, etc.
We can guarantee claim repairs for as long as you own your car. And you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
Two whole days to save. The cool 48-hour sale at Radio Shack now.
This Friday and Saturday only, get great deals at Radio Shack. Like a DVD-VCR combo, just $138 after a $30 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. And a Fuji 2-megapixel digital camera with free accessory kit, just $199.99. At Radio Shack's 48-hour sale.
Come on down, shop at the Shack and save. For two whole days.
Radio Shack.
Hon, time for bed.
I'm going to take this first.
Robitussin DM? Wait, that's like setting the alarm for the middle of the night.
Huh?
It only lasts 4 hours. Your cough could wake us both up at 3 a.m. Sweetie, oh, here, take NyQuil cough. You'll get up to 8 hours of sleep. And a wife that still loves you in the morning.
That's a tough decision.
My gosh, you're funny.
NyQuil cough, that stops your coughing so you can sleep through the night cough medicine. From the makers of NyQuil.
This is Soundbite on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Wake up.
I'm that side of the radio with you folks. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Rain.
I'm Jim Tribolsky.
And I'm Bob Linson.
And I'm very, very afraid. We're back. We'll be back to the phones in just a couple of minutes.
That was good.
But first I want to talk about the poll. Every week we run a poll here. Ugh. Last week's poll, 2 weeks ago we asked if you would trust Microsoft with your life. Very few of you said yes. Last week we asked if you would trust Apple with your life. Few of you said yes, but more of you said yes.
Yeah, more than Microsoft.
Yes.
All right.
We had 247 votes. Thank you all. 85% of you said no. 15% of you said yes. This week's question is a little simpler. For Christmas, what do you most want? There are a bunch of choices. We've already got 73 votes. We'd love to have you vote and let us know what you want for your machine. And then when you're done with that, head over to my website, asknick.com. There's a link. And you can leave your opinion. The problem with the poll is it's a binary thing, or at least a single click thing. And at the opinion side, you get to actually enter your own information. However, my favorite is every week somebody gets very upset. Except there are people asking questions. Where did Link go for the radio schedule? Is football over? Yes, football's over. And we're here until at least, what, October?
Next October,
November,
yeah.
Somewhere along in that line. And that's pretty nice. So leave your opinion there. And I'll be back to the phones in a minute. But first, we have one more mailbag question. Edward from Rochester writes, he's got NT, 128 meg, Outlook Express 6.
Not enough memory.
On messages with attachments, I am now getting in subject box, OE, that's Outlook Express, removed access to the following unsafe attachments in your mail. Also, one message also has, this message is being watched. All my messages I receive are from friends and do not have questionable material. Thank you for helping, Ed.
Well, he's... That's where folks are getting hosed all the time right now, because they think, well, I only open stuff from folks that I know. Well, that's where the viruses are coming from, folks. If you don't have an up-to-date virus program on your machine, what it'll do is a lot of these viruses hope that you don't have an updated virus. It goes into Outlook Express and grabs your address book and mails it from you to all your friends in your address book.
And often it will grab a random file off your hard drive so that it looks like it's a real message that your friend really sent.
Yeah, and it'll do a random subject line and everything else. So if you think you're being safe by not opening anything from folks you don't know and only from folks you do, you're in big trouble. This person's problem, though, is definitely the virus is on that machine and hasn't updated.
The other issue, too, is that Outlook Express has started to delete attachments by itself that it considers potentially unsafe, like .exe files that can automatically run. The ironic thing is one thing it does not delete are Word document files, which is where the other half of most of the viruses come from, is Word macro viruses. Because Microsoft owns Word, they don't want to delete a Word file. So the messages you're getting are from Outlook Express that is removing an attachment that may be unsafe. Not that it is unsafe,
right,
but any attachment at all is considered suspect by Outlook.
It may have a JavaScript in it. It may be, could be any one of 100 things. Maybe your friends are sending you games, or they've put some sort of cute picture in
Christmas card things.
It could be any one of a million things. Outlook Express knows better than you and will do what it wants, whether you like it or not.
We have a link somewhere on our site, I'm looking for now, just to be safe, on how to turn that feature off in Outlook so that it won't stop attachments.
Right.
Right, but then you still want to make sure that your
antivirus
program is set to check
every
your
day.
Whole system every day at the very least, if not more often.
Yeah, as we come into the holiday season, it's not a bad idea to have it update every single day, because they're going to start issuing in-between updates as problems happen.
And scan your entire system, not just your data files.
That's exactly right. Our next caller is Dave from somewhere in the wilds of Pennsylvania. Dave! Are you there, Dave? Hello, Dave? We have lost Dave, apparently out in Pennsylvania. It's tough to get a phone line. Our next caller is Dave from Irondequoit. We're just going to stick with the Dave theme until we get something. Oh, and Dave from Pennsylvania. Dave, are you there? Dave?
Dave from Irondequoit.
Hello, Dave? We have no Dave from Irondequoit. Let's go to Paul from Henrietta.
Then Paul's got to be the next one, then.
Paul. I'm here.
Paul's there. All
are
right.
Are you Paul?
Yeah, Paul. I am.
Paul, you're very lucky. Two games in a row don't get tickets, but you do.
Well, thank you.
So stay on the line when we're done. That's what, four sets of tickets we've given out already?
Yep. Well, one more coming.
One more coming. So stay on the line when we're done, and we'll see to it that you get your tickets. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I am running Windows 98 on my desktop. I am trying to remove a program. Just went in through control panel and tried to remove a program, and it's popping up a window saying it's RUNDLL32, Rundle 32, and it's just like stopping the operation. It says this program has performed an illegal operation and will shut down. So it won't let me remove that program.
RUNDLL is a very common low-level Windows program that lets other DLLs run. Unfortunately, many programs you install put their own version of it. So then when you try to remove one version from one company, the version that's left from another company may not work right.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's not that easy a way to fix it. Right. If you run System File Checker, you said you're running Windows 98?
Yes.
Go to Start, Run, type SFC for System File Checker. It will let you restore the original Microsoft version of RUNDLL.
So it's going to ask you where to put it. So you might want to do a search first to see where the original version is so you can rename that one. And then when SFC comes up and asks you, okay, where do you want to put this file, you're going to have to put that path in.
It's probably in Windows System.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you guys are saying the original file. Now, this was something that wouldn't have been part of the original Microsoft load. This was something
that... No, RUNDLL32 is.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
But something clearly replaced RUNDLL32. Now, of course, I have to ask, are you running an antivirus program and is it up to date?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay, then. Then it is likely that it is simply a replaced version of the program and what these guys suggested will work.
Okay.
Okay, stay on the line.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. We're going to go and give Dave from Pennsylvania one more try. Dave, are you there this time?
I am here, guys.
Dave is here. Where in Pennsylvania?
I've called you fellas before. I'm just south of Elmira.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Down near 15 in that?
No, and that actually goes through Corning, which is
Elmira, duh.
The other way.
Yeah, other...
Actually, over closer, south of Elmira.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Hey, fellas, really two kind of questions for you. The first one, I'd be grateful for some expert opinion.
Called here?
Don't pay attention to him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly on SpinRite, and I'm talking about SpinRite 5, and especially in Mode 5. There's a lot of variation of opinion on that out there these days. What do you guys think?
I'm a huge fan of SpinRite in general.
Okay.
I don't recall how often I've actually used it in Mode 5, frankly.
Okay, Mode 5 is the recovery mode. That seems to be where all the controversy is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Well, one of the problems, one of the issues is that if something went wrong with your hard drive and you lost a file, recovering the file back to the same hard drive may not be in your best interest if something's going wrong with it. Typically, you want to recover your files to another hard drive and then either try a low-level format on the first one or just throw it away if there are problems accumulating with it.
Okay, I apologize. I use the term recovery. I really shouldn't. I'm not talking about data recovery. I'm talking about saving the hard drive. The use of SpinRite to save a hard drive, not to recover data.
Oh. Right, right.
Well, in that case, it's almost don't bother because new hard drives are so cheap these days.
Well, it's not about the drive at this point. It's about the data that are on the drive. You didn't do a backup is what he's telling us.
Mm-hmm.
I have done that with success more often than not. The problem comes when you try to use SpinRite with one of those disk manager programs. That manages the disk. So, for example, if you bought a drive that was too big for your BIOS and then ran something like Disk Manager, OnTrax program, that sort of thing, to fake the operating system into accepting the drive, SpinRite in any mode, but particularly in the high-end recover your hard drive mode, has problems with that because it has no access to the original, to that program, to that disk manager program.
Yeah, it has insufficiently low-level access.
Exactly. Well, no, it has very low-level access, but because the disk manager program changed the parameters of the drive, it doesn't know how it changed them because that program is no longer functioning.
Okay, I'm respectful of what you say. I'm not really into that area. I'm pretty much just running under DOS. I mean, I'm running SpinRite just under DOS, and has straight access to the drive.
I haven't personally had any trouble doing that. As long as there was no manager program on that drive.
Yeah. No, it'll run fine.
As long as it ran straight from the BIOS without any disk manager type software.
Right, I've never used the disk manager program.
Well, then you should be fine. I mean, disk manager, for the most part, has literally disappeared because, anything from a Pentium 2 on up, nowadays can handle the larger drives, and if it can't, you can get a flash.
We've approached the next limit. It used to be the 2-gig limit and then the 8-gig limit. Now it's the 127-gig limit.
Mm.
And actually, LaCie just announced a 500-gig hard drive for only $1,000. It's actually two 250 drives in a single case that show up as a 500-gig volume. So now half a terabyte on your desktop.
I need a 200-gig drive in the Cobalt Club. I have a site where I serve out old-time radio shows. The Shadow and Richard Diamond and Lum and Abner and all that stuff. And I need 200 gigabytes.
Yeah. I believe
it's a silly and sad thing to say. But like I said, Dave, I personally have not had any real trouble.
Same here.
As long as there was no disk manager software.
Guys, I appreciate that. Can I move to my second question?
Quickly.
Okay, sure. With regard to Outlook Express and Eudora and programs like that, I have never used those programs. I always use online email. Why do people use programs like that?
Several reasons. First,
it seems like they're virus bait.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eudora is not. I personally use Eudora because it lets me connect to a half a dozen different accounts simultaneously. I can do a combination of POP and IMAP. Some places I have mail don't do IMAP, so I can't keep it on their server. I have to bring it down to my machine.
And you can turn off the Outlookness of it to prevent the viruses from getting
in. Exactly right.
The big issue I found with webmail is it's a fairly new type of service, and not that many people knew about it, so it was always you get a POP account and use a POP reader.
Yep.
I've just never done anything. I have three or four different. I have Opera, Mail, and Yahoo, and MyWay, but I've never used any of the other.
Right. Well, see, the thing that many of us, and particularly I, use Eudora for is that I collect all my mail from all those accounts into one place, so I don't have to do a lot of log on, log off.
That's
log
what
on,
I do
log
with
log
Netscape.
Off.
So you feel in general that Eudora is not virus bait like Outlook Express is.
When you set it up, you have two choices in the preferences. One is to use the Outlook, the Microsoft Mail Viewer. Uncheck that. You don't want it.
Okay.
And the second thing is turn off the preview pane.
Got it. I appreciate your help, guys.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break back in just a couple of minutes. Dave, Steve, Jim, Rob, Nick. You, Soundbites, Wham, 1180.
Rochester business people love Roadrunner Business Class.
Hey, Roadrunner.
Jennifer LaPierre, president of E360.net, was careful before she chose Roadrunner.
We did our research and we looked at DSL, we looked at dial-up, we looked at using a T1 line, and we found that Roadrunner Business Class offered all that we were looking for in a convenient, reliable package.
Jennifer, what did your friends in other high-tech businesses tell you about Roadrunner Business Class?
The beat on the street is that Roadrunner is the way to go. That's probably a large influence for me, is to hear what other people in the technical community are saying, and that was a big influence on why we looked there first.
So how do you feel about Roadrunner Business Class?
I love Roadrunner Business Class. I don't know how our business could have come this far, this fast without it.
Call 866-756-FAST.
We love it.
Roadrunner High Speed Online, exclusively from Time Warner Cable. Call 866-756-FAST.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get those after Christmas prices before Christmas? Well, thanks to the Land's End Inlet, you can get some fantastic bargains before Christmas. You'll find huge savings on overstock sweaters, and there's plenty to choose from. The finest cashmere, cotton, wool, and more. And our overstock sweaters are 30% off already reduced inlet prices. Perfect gift ideas for men and women. Everyone on your list. Land's End quality, all guaranteed period, at an even better price. So take the chill out of this winter. This Christmas season, stop into the Land's End Inlet near you and pick up some great sweaters at some really great prices. Happy holidays from your Land's End Inlet. So where can you find the Land's End Inlet? In Rochester, off I-390, take Highland Drive exit north to the Land's End Inlet on the northwest side of Marketplace Mall.
This station is participating in a contest with other radio stations owned and not owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc. Both inside and outside of the station's listing area, called $1 Million Holiday Gift Contest. To register, listen weekdays beginning December 2nd through December 20, 2002, between 6 a.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the cue to call in to win. 25th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WIN. That's 1-866-525-9467. Wins the daily prize of $2,500 in cash, a $2,500 Office Depot gift card, and one HP digital photo studio, including digital camera, editing stations, high-quality printer, memory card, and docking station. Total prize value $6,000. Or register to win one daily prize at any participating Office Depot store location and OfficeDepot.com. On December 23rd, 2002, one grand prize finalist will be randomly selected from 91 daily prize qualifiers. Grand prize finalists will participate in a grand prize event and will win either $100,000 in cash or a $1 million 40-year annuity. Complete rules for contest details. No purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in a participating radio station's total survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio nationwide and or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc., other media companies, and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional contest rules apply. For complete contest rules or where required by law, a list of winners, contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. Copyright 2002, Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Southtown, Southtown, Southtown Plaza.
Holiday shopping that is convenient, affordable, offering everything you need for everyone and your entire home. It's found at Southtown Plaza. Storefront parking, selection that rivals the largest department stores, no long mall walks, all saving you time, and the bargains will save you money.
Be a super shopper at Southtown.
Southtown Plaza is the Toys for Tots Collection Center, offering ticket information for the June 2003 Rochester International Marine Tattoo. Look for signs at participating stores to donate a toy or for tickets that will make a fantastic patriotic gift. Today, tonight, this weekend, shop Southtown Plaza. Before you lose time looking for your car after coming out the wrong door of one of the indoor malls, experience storefront parking with selection and savings.
Corner of Route 15 and Jefferson Road.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jim Tribalski.
And I'm Rob Winston. And this is Sound Bites. Our next caller is Justin from Rochester. Welcome, Justin. What's your question? Justin, are you there? Oh, Justin.
Maybe not.
Justin?
Can you hear me now?
There we are.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, please. Can't stand that guy. Anyways, thanks for your time.
Sure. Hey, oh, Justin.
You win.
You win our very last set of tickets.
Super.
You lucky son of a gun, you. It's a good thing we could hear you now. So stay on the line when we're done, and the magnificent Rob Linton.
Well, you're really trying to suck up to him now.
He's not being reticent. I have to think of another R word that's clean and I can use on the air.
Rival.
Go ahead, Justin. What's your... Rivaled Rob Linton. Go ahead, Justin. What's your question?
Well, just a quick FYI, and then I just have a quick question.
Go for it.
I completely wiped out and reconfigured my HP machine, and just want everyone to know that it was interesting to find an actual registry entry for some spyware. It actually comes with it.
Ooh.
I'm gonna clean it out with
no.
With some OnTrack stuff. So
good old HP.
Yeah, it's right there, right in the registry. But
Yeah, when they merged with Compaq, did that bring HP down or bring Compaq up?
That's a very good question.
You're right. As a general thing for everybody, there is a program called AdAware. It's available
on our website.
You should download it and run it. It is an anti-spyware program. Run it fairly regularly. It'll tell you if there's spyware on your system and let you delete it. What's your question, Justin?
Well, I'm wondering, I took your advice on getting that hub and to free up my IRQs, which has been working awesome. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. The USB hub.
And I'm running, I bought a USB optic mouse, and it was kind of the traditional kind. I just went out and bought a new one from RCA or somebody, and my gosh, this thing has honky neon lights, and it's red and blue, and I'm just wondering.
I have friends that love those.
Well, my concern is that it's bad enough that I'm sitting in front of six monitors 10 hours a day. I'm just wondering, with running these optical laser devices, does that increase any, safety concerns as far as my health goes, or is it just for...
Okay, here's the most important safety point. Don't turn the mouse over and look in the little hole. That's about it.
The little sign is don't look into laser with remaining eye.
Generally speaking, the theory is that the laser that's in the mouse is neither strong enough nor of the correct frequency to do you any damage. But that's only a theory, and so you shouldn't look at it anyway. Other than that, a laser has almost no adverse effects if you're not standing directly in the beam. So that's not really a problem.
That was one of the best and most accurate space battles was in Moonraker. If the guy next to you dies, get out of the way, because you don't see a laser beam shooting through space.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
Hey, the other thing you might want to look at is LCD monitors instead of the CRTs. No magnetic emissions, no refresh frequency to bother your eyes. Very, very nice and getting to be quite inexpensive these days. Almost as much as a regular CRT.
And the most important is there's no flyback transformer to start going...
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. Hey, by the way, you had a great bit a couple weeks ago when Enright was giving out, the hardcore facts in this very professional tone, and then all of a sudden he starts whispering about the handbook, and I started screaming, and I thought it was hilarious. So I just had to
Thank you. It's one of the things that we pride ourselves on is our inability to keep a straight face.
I try to be very professional.
Okay, thank you so much, Justin.
Take it easy, Justin.
Stay on the line now, because we have to talk to Rob. Our next caller is Chris from Bristol. Welcome, Chris. What's your question?
Hi. I have a Windows 98.
Yes.
I'm able to Internet Explorer. I'm able to send and receive emails. I'm able to surf and download. However, when
problem?
I go to download something and launch it, it appears that it's trying to connect to make a connection, and it's unable to. And this happened...
This is after you download something.
Yeah.
It's when you try to install it.
Yes.
What specifically was it?
Yeah.
The most recent one was I received some updates from Microsoft.
There is a new trend in software updaters that it only downloads a 300 or 400K, what they call stub. Then you launch that program, it connects back to the internet and starts downloading the rest of the download. So you have to stay connected to the internet while that stub is downloading the rest of what it needs.
You mean have another internet session open?
Well, it will try to reconnect. Yeah, whether it does that, usually it tries to do it in the background.
Yeah.
So unless you're on a dial-up and you have hung up, you won't even know what happened. Are you saying that when you try to do it, it tries to open up a window?
No, it does not try to open a window. It tries to make a connection, because I get a message and says the server is busy or you don't have a connection or try set up later.
What is your internet connection method?
Roadrunner.
He's always on.
That should open and work fine.
Unless the machine at the other end is bad. If it's a Microsoft connection, they've certainly been having a few downtimes with their stuff. So it is not impossible that's what's happening.
And the old question, your antivirus software is up to date?
Yep.
Are you running a firewall?
No.
Sometimes people accidentally turn their firewall too high and they can't get out themselves.
Yeah.
No. This began with when I'm trying on the music share WinMix, I can't make a connection there. And I downloaded Kazaa, and I can't make a connection there either.
Well, that's not a problem, because Kazaa is a bad program to run. But it sounds to me like you've got some form of firewall running.
Yeah.
Well, do you, what Windows 98, it doesn't have that fire. Are you running Norton?
No, McAfee.
Are you running the full suite?
No.
If he doesn't have the internet suite, then there shouldn't be any problem.
Yeah. You might want to scan for spy programs with AdAware.
Yes.
That may be keeping the connections open for themselves and not allowing something real.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I would do a thorough virus scan and download AdAware. It sounds like that's the best place.
You can get that off of our website.
I'm afraid we're done, Chris. I apologize. We have just a minute or so for
Great Guru.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a special announcement. I'm inviting you and your Soundbites crew, even Linton if he's free,
Ooh.
To come to our open house at Green Shield. We're just finishing a $45,000 renovation project. And on January 11th, right after the show, we have an open house with refreshments, prizes, and Nick Francesco.
And Dave Enright and Steve Ray and maybe even Rob Linton. And that, in fact, along with Jim Tribalski from Greenfield Computer Services today, comprised the entire Soundbites show. I want to thank everybody who called in or emailed us. Sorry to those who didn't get to call early and often next week.
1 year down and many to go.
1 year down. I want to thank the folks at Wham. It is due to their lovely efforts that we have been able to come to you for an entire year and hopefully another 40 or 50 left to go. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Jim Tribalski, and me, Nick Francesco. All of us, but Jim will be back next week on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.